Praised be Jesus and Mary. Just as we paid special homage to the Sacred Heart of Jesus during the month of June, so now, during this month of July, we adore the most precious blood of Jesus that flows through his most sacred heart. Our Lord's precious blood is the fountain of salvation. You know, each drop that flowed from the wounds of our Savior is a pledge of man's eternal salvation. Through it, all the races of the earth have been ransomed, and all individuals who will allow the saving power of this most precious blood to be applied to their souls are heirs of heaven. You know, the sins of mankind in their number, in their offense to a loving, merciful, infinite God, in their effects on transgressors, you know, all are immense, yet the power of the precious blood of Jesus is not weakened by numbers. It has in itself the power to appease an angered God and to heal wounded souls. Blessed or Saint John the 23rd underlined the intrinsic importance of this devotion and its feast in his apostolic letter of June 30th, 1960, on promoting devotion to the most precious blood. And in that text, he stated, "The world can still set itself right and always will be able to, because the voice and blood of Christ cry out for pity and mercy. Devotion to the precious blood is the devotion of our time. It is a devotion for all souls, for the whole world. The infinite love of the Savior is announced in his name. It is symbolized in his heart, and it is made eloquent in his blood. And unlike the feast of the body and blood of Jesus, or Corpus Christi, which is essentially Eucharistic, this feast deals more with the salvation of mankind, which is effected by Jesus. It also expresses the generosity of redemption, and it reminds us that just as the Israelites of old, you know, found protection by placing the blood of the Paschal Lamb upon their lintels, we too are rescued by the precious blood of which it was a type. So the precious blood is a cleansing bath, you know, unlike all other blood, which stains. You know, the blood of Jesus washes clean and white, you know, according to the words of St. John in today's first reading from the book of Revelation. You know, the question is asked, who are these wearing white robes and where do they come from? And the answer is given. These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For no other reason did the precious blood flow but to regain for the souls of all the beautiful garb of innocence, and once regained, to preserve it, you know, throughout life and into eternity. You know, as we've seen, the blood of Jesus is a wellspring of consolation, you know, for troubled hearts. We can look upon the precious blood, you know, trickling down from the cross. You know, who can witness this and without taking courage, you know, to carry on in spite of the difficulties, you know, which are the common lot of us all. You know, one glance at the crucifix must be able to drive away fear, and another, you know, must be able to instill trust in Jesus, who did not rest until the last drop, you know, mingled with water, flowed out of his open heart, as we heard in the gospel. You know, he was willing to do so much for us, and so many are so ungrateful. And he's willing, you know, to overlook and to forget the frailties that we deeply regret. You know, he's willing to come to our assistance when harassed, and to defend us when tempted, and to comfort us when afflicted. You know, if only men and women honored the most precious blood of Jesus in the manner in which they who are in heaven give honor and praise and thanksgiving. You know, they proclaim that this precious blood purchased the glory which they now enjoy. And without it, they would have remained slaves of Satan and outcast from the eternal rewards that God has prepared for them. So let us today and always profess that we owe to the precious blood of Jesus, you know, all that we have in this life, and that to it we shall owe all that we shall enjoy in a better and eternal life.